When studying Bible doctrines, is it taking the easy way out, going to books on doctrine, or should it be learned directly from Scripture? Well, anyone who would write a question like that hasn't used Bible doctrine books because, quite frankly, the Scripture usually sheds a lot of light on books of Bible doctrine. Bible doctrine books are usually much more difficult to read than the Bible itself. They use a lot of big words, words bigger than watermelon, and you will really have your work cut out for you if you try to understand what they're saying. What I like a Bible doctrine book for is the index. And that's what I use. So there's an index. For example, the Major Bible Themes by Schaeffer and Walvoord. It gives you 52 chapters, and it lays out for you a course of study for a year and gives you a series of questions to ask so you know whether you got it or not. So it just gives you a framework to work your way methodically through the doctrines. Take 2 years, take 3 years. There's no final exam down here, and there's no stop clock. You can just work your way through. But it gives you a bit of a framework so that you don't miss major doctrinal issues. Now, that having been said, God is not a systematic theologian. He doesn't give us truth in that order. But when the Bible speaks about rightly dividing the word of truth, I think the Apostle Paul was thinking about Timothy studying the Scripture and filing away truth in an orderly fashion. We don't always preach or live out the truth in the same order in which it's revealed to us. So when I preach the gospel, for example, there are passages that bring up the gospel that don't mention the resurrection. Right? There are gospel passages that don't do it. We think that it's always there, but no, it's not always there. But we know that it's necessary for people to believe in a living Savior. That's the whole point, that the Lord Jesus is here and he wants to save you. And so at some point, I have to remember the doctrine of the resurrection is essential to the preaching of the gospel. And I have to make sure that I include that. So I think it's good to have clear definitions of these words. For example, people will use the imminent return of Christ. And they say, well, that means the any moment coming of Christ. Could the Lord Jesus come back at any moment? I don't think so. No, God has a date on his calendar, doesn't he? Now, as far as I'm concerned, he could come back at any moment. But it's important to make that distinction, isn't it? That God has a date he has set, and he knows that date. When we speak about the omniscience of Christ or the omnipotence of Christ, does God know everything? I mean, hasn't he said that he has taken my sin and put it out of his mind? Or is he everywhere? Is he in the heart of unbelievers? What does it mean when God says, depart from me, I never knew you? It means that you're sent away from the God who is everywhere and you're unknown by the God who knows everything. So sometimes we oversimplify these doctrines and we need some help to get some clear definitions. When we say, we take the Bible literally, do we mean that we take everything literally? Well, no. What we mean is, here's a little definition. We take it in its plain and obvious sense unless otherwise indicated. Isn't that good to have those little things filed away in your brain? And to have some orderly thinking about these doctrines. Because when someone comes at you and brings up an issue, it's nice to have some things on file that you can use. You can't just say, well, look, sit down there for a minute, I'll read through my whole Bible and I'll find what I'm looking for. We file things away in a certain way in our minds, and it's good to have an orderly understanding of basic Bible doctrine. So, yes, Bible doctrine books can help us sometimes, especially they'll tell us what some of the issues are, some of the battles for those doctrines throughout church history, especially on the person of Christ and on the human personality and so on. Some of it's just a very convoluted for most of us. We don't get much good out of it. But it is good to realize that there isn't a false doctrine that appears today that hasn't already been answered somewhere in church history. So it's a tremendous advantage to know some of these things if I'm trying to share my faith with others.